6:48 of the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. You want to go to see Conor McGregor in Las Vegas, courtesy of Bud Light, 102.5 The Bone? We're doing it. Go to theboneonline.com for all the details. All you have to do is stop by one of your favorite bars, scan the QR code, boom, you're entered to win. We're giving away two trips, flying you there and the whole deal to see Conor McGregor most likely lose to whoever he's fighting in
Michael
Las Vegas.
Michael Chandler.
Lose to Michael Chandler after talking for 12 weeks about how he's going to kill him and his family and everybody in the whole world, only to get knocked out in the first round. But still, the rest
of the
fights will be great.
Still make a ton of money.
Yeah. And then bet on myself.
It's funny. There was a really interesting thing with Dana White. He said, you know why Conor McGregor is the guy that he is and why he makes so much money and all this stuff? He goes, he was fighting for a title, and we were over there, and it was him and one of the Furtado brothers. And they said, hey, this fell apart. This person got injured, whatever the situation was. And he goes, this is in the morning. And Conor McGregor is standing there in his underwear. And he goes, all right. He said he took like about 30 seconds to think it over and stuff. And he goes, all right, I'm going to the gym. Tell me who I'm fighting. He goes, that's why Conor McGregor is the guy. He goes, because he'll fight whoever's in front of him. He doesn't worry about it because, you know, Dana White has to deal with all these people like, oh, well, we train for this guy and now this and blah, blah, blah. He goes, he'll fight. He goes, he's the biggest fighter in the world. And he said, all right, let me know who I'm fighting. I'm going to the gym.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, there you go. That's what you want.
And he loses a lot. Mm. But it's still exciting to watch. All the talk. I like the way, you know, he's gotten other guys to start being a little bit more lippy. It just makes it more exciting.
Yeah.
You want to invest in a guy before you see him fight or win or lose.
Was the last fight the one where he broke his ankle, like, in the fight? Was that
his last one?
I don't think that was the last one. Maybe it was.
I feel like it was. Remember, he went back and his ankles went sideways.
Yeah.
And snapped.
It was awful.
That was brutal.
All right, we got things to give away, Carmen. What be those things?
We do. We have a bunch of stuff. We have tickets for Heart and Cheap Trick.
Friday night, at the amphitheater.
Yep, Bad Religion.
Amelie, sorry, goddammit.
Bad Religion.
Uh-huh.
Brooks and Dunn, Hailstorm, and the Marley Brothers.
Can I just tell you, I can't stop watching The Masked Singer.
Oh, geez.
It is the fakest show on television.
Yeah.
I mean, there is nobody worse than Dr. Ken. Ken is the worst fake actor. Oh, everything about him makes me want to vomit.
So dramatic. Like,
I'm telling you, I know who this is. This is blah, 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 blah. Da, 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 da. That's Jennifer whoever. And you're like, who? There's no way you didn't know who that was. I had to Google to find out who it was. The show is so awful and fake, but yet I can't stop watching it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I'm
not a fan either. I hate it.
But when it's that fake, I can't even hate watch it. By the way, real quick. Yeah. So, you're right. That was the leg injury for Conor McGregor against Dustin Poirier. That was back in 2021. So he hasn't fought for 3 years.
Yeah.
That's wild.
He's rich.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But I mean, he's lost, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He's lost 4 out of his last 7 fights.
One of the biggest fighters in the world.
Yeah.
Loser. That's so funny. All right, let's give some stuff away with a little bit of Sporkle. Here we go. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Pap is your judge and scorekeeper. Carmen, what are we playing today?
Okay, today we're going to be playing TV's Family Guys. Can you name the first name of these male characters from TV show Families? So I'm going to give you the actor, the actual actor, the show that they were in. You're going to give me the first name of their character.
See, this is one of those where I'm like, this is my wheelhouse. I'm going to smoke this one, and then I get all tongue-tied, and I can't get them out.
All right. Everyone good? Everyone got it?
I'm good.
Oh, man.
Let's...
Last names only.
Nope.
First names.
Jeopardy rules.
First name characters. All right. Michael J. Fox in Family Ties. Galvin. Larry Hagman in Dallas.
J.R.
Gary.
J.R. Mike Calta. Buddy Ebsen in Beverly Hillbillies.
Jed.
Galvin. Jackie Gleason in The Honeymooners.
Ralph.
Mike.
What year are these?
From the 70s?
Nope.
That's from the 50s.
Yeah.
John Stamos in Full
Jesse.
House. Mike Calta.
Uncle was his first name.
He wasn't a dad.
Hugh Beaumont in Leave It to Beaver.
Ward.
Galvin. Malcolm Jamal Warner in The Cosby Show.
Theo.
Theo.
Cleo.
You look good, Ben, don't you?
I feel like you delivered a baby today.
Mike Kelta. Carol O'Connor in All in the
Archie.
Family. Galvin and Pap.
Oh.
We're halfway there.
Big one. Mm.
Gio and Spanish are not on the board. They both have zero.
They were born in the 90s.
Yeah. Galvin and Michael are tied with four.
I thought it was to be all fathers, dads.
I thought it's his family, though.
It's family. That's family guys.
Yeah, I assumed it was going to be dads, too.
Yep, not dads. Never said dads.
Yeah, I'm not mad at you. I'm saying I assume.
I heard you say dad.
I never said dad.
No, I heard dad as well.
No.
She said bad.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Bad.
Correct.
Bad.
Galvin knows.
Not a dad.
It's fun to talk like stuff, Carmen.
Is it? Because it hurts me.
It does not mean it makes me feel really nice.
On my back.
All right. TV's Family Guys. Your next one. Jimmy Walker in Good
JJ.
Times.
Galvin. I'm aware that people listen to this show for the first time. They go, this is the one. This is so well.
The best.
David Faustino.
Bud.
Bud is correct. Pap.
Michael.
Oh, come on.
I mean, look.
Integrity.
I heard me, but it's you guys can vote if you want.
We voting?
Vote? I'm going to be 100% honest. To me, it sounded like you both said it at the same time.
Gio?
I feel like Galvin edged Mike out just a little bit.
That's fine.
Thank you.
All right, Galvin.
I have integrity. I heard me, but I get it.
Galvin gets the point. Your next one, Ed O'Neill in Modern Family.
Hey, Al.
Oh, damn.
Ed O'Neill in Modern Family.
Jay.
Yep.
Jay.
Correct. Gio on the board.
Jay.
That's what I didn't think about.
Your car alarm keeps going off. My car alarm.
Jay. Dick York in Bewitched.
Darren.
Mike.
Oh, my gosh.
Sherman Hamsley in The Jeffersons.
George.
Mike. Ron Howard in Happy Days.
Richie.
Richie is correct. Mike Kelta. Fred Gwynn in The Munsters.
Herman.
Mike Kelta. And Pap.
You woke a sleeping giant.
We're in the last three.
Spanish is not on the board. He has 0 points.
Ooh.
Gio with a single solitary point. I mean, Galvin with six. And Michael is your leader right now.
We got to watch more Nick at Night.
Yeah. He's winning with eight.
These shows aren't even in color.
Yeah.
That's or not true.
Very not true. But it's true.
All right. TV's Family Guys. Last three. Here we go. John Goodman in Roseanne.
Dan. Yeah.
Gio. James Avery in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Uncle Phil.
Phil.
Yeah. I will give that to Galvin. Mm-hmm. And your last one, Barry Williams.
Greg.
Galvin.
I tied it up, right?
That is correct.
Oh! Yeah.
Spanish still zero. Gio with two. Michael and Galvin are tied with eight now.
There you go.
So we go to the extra one.
Yep.
TV's Family Guys between Galvin and Mike. John Astin in The Addams Family.
Gomez.
Mike Alda.
I was thinking John Amos.
Damn it. So was I.
John Stamos?
No,
John
Amos Stamos from
whatchamacallit?
Your final score.
Damn, Jay.
Yeah.
Spanish with zero, Gio with two, Galvin with eight, and Michael is your winner. Your triumphant champion today. He won with nine.
Two in a row.
Yes, sir. Congratulations.
Do you know what you look like? With the tan and the ashtray mustache.
Yeah, who?
Have you seen that commercial for Stick 'Em Real where the guy's at the bar and he's trying to hit on the lady?
Oof. No.
Am I right?
I don't know, but I hate that commercial and I hate that guy. So,
yeah.
He does look like him.
Duh.
That's not the stupid earring and all that stuff.
Well, I don't have an earring.
No, that guy.
I don't remember the earring, but I just remember the guy. You look like you could be his son.
Thank you.
And then he can't get any play with the girls, and then he orders a bunch of stuff with his face on it, stick and reel, and the girls like, ooh.
Well, we started the show with compliments. And
no, it's still a compliment. You look like you could be his handsome son.
No,
you're his life.
No.
That's all you think about. That's all he thinks about is you.
I don't understand what I did.
Maybe if you trade seats with Joe.
Why?
So that's
out of his line of view.
Picking on you because you're in my
eyeline.
I don't think that'll change.
No, it will. I look. Maybe if you switch to Gio, and I look at Gio, and
I think the only thing that'll change if he moves over there is you'll have a sore neck.
And we'll have better video.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that is true.
I should pour my water on the equipment. We'd have better video.
What do we have coming up in news, Calvin?
Oh, now it works horizontally.
Not as Fisher-Price player.
Yeah. Coming up in news today, Anchorman for real. Who goes first and who killed Flipper?
Oh, man. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. This is Kent.
Hi, Kent. You're the winner. Please hold on. Carmen Kent is from Sarasota, and he is on line four. I'm wearing my glasses, and I still can't see it.
Oh, no.
I think I'm going blind.
Yeah.
I'm going blurry is what's happening.
Do you think your fall knocked something loose in your head?
Could be. I went to the eye doctor, and he was like, nope, you're good. Yeah. And I said, okay. He said, there's no macular degeneration. You're just you need some readers.
Yeah.
Now I have my bifocals on, and I still can't see.
I just drive by. I don't even go in. I just drive by and yell, ER97. They're like, you're good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I can't read any of the lines. I got very blurry vision.
Yeah. I told you it was a while back, but I had just kept on getting my license renewed online.
All I hear is Carmen's voice when he's like, I have a license renewed online.
What?
I hear Carmen. Yeah. You got your license renewed.
But because you can do it a certain amount of times online where you don't have to go in there, and then finally they're like, hey, you're like 15 years older. We need to know what you look like.
It's not you.
So I went in, and you have to do the thing and do the eye thing, whatever. And I pressed the eye thing, and I read it, and she goes, is that it? And I go, yeah. And she goes, you want to read the other line? And I go, what other line? And she goes, there's another line there. And I go, no, there isn't. And she's like, yeah. And I was looking, and I wasn't pressing my head against the other side, so it wasn't coming up. You know how you do that?
Yeah.
And I press again, and I go, oh. And then I pressed it, and I did it.
Oof, they were like, this guy can't drive home.
Yeah, they're like, we're revoking.
Look, John Travolta at another film festival. Why can't I meet him? I was thinking about that last night, how Barry Gibb's son, Steven, yesterday in the studio said that he got to see Kiss with no makeup on, and I thought my biggest flub so far has been I was supposed to go backstage at Kiss and do a check presentation with Gene Simmons, and I bailed on the last minute. I was like, I don't like Kiss. I don't like Gene Simmons. I don't want to go. Do I have to go? And Oliver was like, no, I'll do it. And he went, and John Travolta was there.
That's funny.
They basically told me to stop contacting them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Why? What'd you do?
No, I just I've been very
assertive.
Do you think he doesn't like me?
I don't know.
Could be.
Nobody doesn't like him.
The last time I talked to his representation, they said he would not be doing any interviews anytime soon.
So I have I wouldn't say a friend. I have an acquaintance that I know for a long time named Noel Ashman. He is a movie producer by money. Like, he invests in movies and stuff. But he is a club promoter in New York City, and he knows everybody. He is the guy. You need something in New York, he's the guy who gets it for you. You want to go see Hamilton when nobody else can get tickets, Noel gets them. I first met Noel when the Maxim party was here for the Super Bowl, not the last one, but the one before it. And Noel got me VIP tickets from New York.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he was great.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and he's just that. He's connected. He's buddies with Travolta. Travolta's in like 10 of his movies that he's done. I don't know why I didn't even suggest we go that way.
All right,
we got it in. Don't worry about it. We're going to get this done. John and I will be best friends before you know
it. Hell yeah.
They basically told me, don't call us. We'll call you.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, I'm sorry.
Do you know, I subconsciously brought up when I asked Stephen Gibb yesterday about, I go, man, all the people you must have been around, Stallone, Travolta, blah, blah, blah. I subconsciously brought that up because there's a story that I know that involves Stallone and Travolta supposedly being very close.
Mm-hmm.
And Steven walked in on it. And, you know, it was the 70s. People were doing drugs and they were doing weird stuff, you know. But anyway, I don't even want to talk to Travolta about that. I just want to be his friend.
Now that you're in the industry of film.
It's true. I could produce something he works on.
Your colleagues now. Maybe that'll help us.
Yeah. 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 You know what? Maybe I don't want to be. Maybe I don't want to talk to him.
He's going to be like, he's not even on IMDb.
I am, though.
Oh, I thought you said you weren't for the movie.
No, I'm on, not for that movie, but I'm on for other things. I'm on for DED in the morning. Excuse me. Moe's movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you on the Sullivan and Son? Did you get a credit there?
I think I did. Yeah. Do you, but the thing is with Travolta is that I know he's aware of it because people say it to him and he's like, yeah, I've heard about it. You know, so he just, there's a reason. Maybe they're afraid because I ask real questions.
I'm going to pivot back to Tom Cruise instead.
Nice.
Eh, I don't know. I'll think about it.
No?
I'll think about it.
Well, you guys are neighbors.
I definitely love that. Yeah. When Tom Cruise went to the hockey game, that was pretty cool. We went to go see the lighting play.
Yeah.
And he's like, one picture, whole staff, let's go. Get it in there. That's pretty cool.
Titus was there.
Derek of course, of course Titus was there.
Damn it.
Titus.
Titus knows Travolta.
Titus, oh, yeah. I guarantee you. Yeah. You want to talk to Travolta? I'll call him for you right now. That's a pretty good Titus.
That was
that's
definitely
a pretty good Titus. Yeah. I'll call him right now, right after I leave Crunch Fitness.
A little bit lower. A little bit lower, I think.
I got to get the K. Oh, when I leave Crunch.
You're just doing Carmen.
All right, well, hold on. Let me hear it again. You want me to call? I'll call him right now. I'll call him right now. That's Titus.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was a little better. Look, I got to talk to him. If I talk to him, I get it out. Meanwhile, he's probably doing his 800th crunch right now listening to the show. This guy's stupid. Why are you always talking about me? He's stupid. All right, let's take a break. News is next on the Mike Calta Show.
You're listening to the Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah Personal Injury.